Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the CBS News Roundup ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Speaker stalemate.
We can't be held hostage by five or six people.
The fight for Damar Hamlin.
They got him on a ventilator. They're trying to get him to breathe on his own.
Easier access to abortion pills.
Soon available at more pharmacies.
Good morning. I'm Deborah Rodriguez with the CBS World News Roundup.
A speaker has not been elected.
They tried, and tried again, but House Republicans are still without a leader in a high-stakes political showdown. Correspondent Scott McFarlane has our top story from Capitol Hill.
A dramatic standoff that paralyzed the first day of the newly elected U.S. House of Representatives resumes today with the potential for more chaos.
This is not personal. It's not. This is about the future of the country.
A group of conservative House Republicans defied GOP leader Kevin McCarthy, denying him the votes needed to be speaker in three successive votes. With their numbers only increasing from 19 to 20, McCarthy can only afford to lose four of his colleagues.
I like Kevin, but I think he thought the majority was going to be a lot bigger and he didn't need us. That's the problem.
McCarthy said late Tuesday he won't drop out of the race for speaker and is willing to make further concessions to win over skeptical hardliners.
Well, we want to get to 218. You're going to have to keep talking. This is a healthy debate. It might not happen on the day we want it, but it's going to happen.
Lawmakers scheduled to reconvene at noon Eastern. Niagara Falls was lit up in blue last night, honoring Buffalo Bills safety Damar Hamlin, who suffered cardiac arrest after tackling Bengals wide receiver T. Higgins Monday. CBS's Charlie Damar spoke to Hamlin's uncle, Dorian Glenn, outside the University of Cincinnati Medical Center.
Glenn said Hamlin has lung damage and can't breathe on his own. He was receiving 100% oxygen from a ventilator, but now that's down to only 50%.
His heart went out twice. Went out on the field when they resuscitated him, and then when he got back to the hospital, went out a second time, and they had to hit him with the defibrillator. People don't even know us as showing love and support, man, and we're so thankful for that. I know those prayers is helping because he's definitely recovering. God got a mission for him, and that's why he's still here.
Actor Jeremy Renner's posted his own update after he was run over by his own 14,000-pound snowplow in Nevada on New Year's Day. The Marvel star shared a selfie from his ICU bed showing his badly bruised face. He underwent surgery for blunt chest trauma and orthopedic injuries. Washoe County police say a family member was driving after Renner jumped out to fix the plow when it got stuck while he was clearing a neighbor's driveway. The FDA is making it easier for women to get abortion pills at drugstores.
The new rules allow more pharmacies, health chains, and mail order companies to provide abortion pills. Legal expert Jessica Levinson says expect legal fireworks in the roughly 30 states that ban or restrict abortions.
Basically, what's happening is that states are trying to prohibit something, the prescription and use of abortion pills that the federal government allows.
With more than half of all terminations now conducted chemically, expect this to be the next legal battlefield over abortion access rights. Vicky Barker, CBS News.
Russia is now blaming its own troops for an attack in eastern Ukraine that killed dozens of Russian soldiers. Correspondent Cammie McCormick explains.
The Russians now say the death toll is near 90. The Ukrainians have said it was much higher. The Russian military now also says unauthorized use of cell phones by Russian soldiers led to the attack. Ukrainian forces fired rockets from a U.S.-provided HIMARS system at a building where they were being housed.
The U.S. Embassy in Cuba is reopening visa and consular services today for the first time since CBS News correspondent Steve Dorsey broke the story of unexplained health problems, including alleged sonic attacks on American personnel there. Many remain a mystery. Police in Northern California have arrested the father of a family of four after finding a crumpled Tesla at the bottom of a treacherous cliff off Highway 1 Monday. They believe he crashed the car intentionally. Roger Newmark lives near Dharmesh Patel.
You just don't really think about what could happen on a day-to-day basis with neighbors and family and friends, and this is shocking.
Patel, his wife, and two young children survived with serious injuries.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes, but let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
The second atmospheric river in a week is set to slam Northern California, and the warnings are dire. The National Weather Service forecasts likely loss of human life from a brutal storm. CBS meteorologist David Parkinson.
Northern California going to get walloped by 2 days of a rain deluge that they cannot accommodate because they've just gotten so much rain over the last several days.
The Weather Service expects widespread flooding and power outages. There's a new offering for airline passengers hit by a travel meltdown over the holidays. CBS's Matt Piper has the details.
You heard the frustration from thousands of Southwest Airlines passengers in the week between Christmas and New Year's.
My bags made it on Christmas Day, but I did not.
And now Southwest is trying to make up for its blunder of canceling thousands of flights, offering 25,000 frequent flyer points to those who were affected. The points reportedly have a value of more than $300, and they won't expire.
Amber McLaughlin is now the first openly transgender person to be executed in the United States. She was given a fatal dose of pentobarbital after Missouri Governor Mike Parson denied her request for clemency. In a final written statement, McLaughlin apologized for raping and stabbing her former girlfriend to death. Looking for a new job in the new year? Economist Layla O'Kane says your current boss may be willing to pay you more to stay.
It's really easy to see what other companies are paying for a comparable job. And so that means that workers can see very clearly the difference between what they're making at their current job and what they could be making somewhere else.
New data from the Fed shows pay for employees who stayed put was 5.5% higher in November from the year before. Car makers are taking the wraps off more electric vehicles at this week's tech show, but drivers may not bite.
Car buyers are more interested than ever in electric vehicles, but they don't want to pay extra. That from a Deloitte survey, author Ryan Robinson says this could make it harder for the U.S. government to reach its aggressive EV adoption goals.
The affordability issue is sitting squarely in the middle of that challenge.
Car makers say they are planning to reveal more affordable EVs in the coming years. Jeff Gilbert, CBS News, Las Vegas.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
A couple of Hollywood stars are suing over a movie they made 55 years ago.
Stars of the 1968 film Romeo and Juliet are suing Paramount Pictures for more than $500 million over a nude scene they shot when they were minors.
Oh, speak again, bright angel.
Oh, Romeo, Romeo.
Olivia Hussey and Leonard Whiting filed a sex abuse and fraud lawsuit yesterday in L.A. It says director Franco Zeffirelli initially told the actors they'd be wearing flesh-colored underwear in the scene, then demanded they shoot it nude on the day of filming. The actors were just 15 and 16 at the time. Paramount, the parent company of CBS News, has not commented on the lawsuit. Monica Ricks, CBS News.
Time to get in line for a shot at almost $1 billion.
Our first winning number tonight is 41. That's followed by 33.
No one matched all six numbers in last night's Mega Millions lottery. Friday's jackpot, now $940 million. And that's the World News Roundup. I'm Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Hi, it's Stephen Colbert, and I'm here to tell you about The Late Show Pod Show, which is the podcast of The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert. And I'm here with my producer of the podcast, Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hi, Stephen.
And how long have you been the producer of this?
We've been doing this for 2 years now.
Okay. And what is it like to attempt to get feedback from me about the podcast? Be honest about how quickly I respond to emails.
You actually respond to emails surprisingly fast.
Really? I think you might be the only person I respond to. Respond too quickly. Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah.
I expected you to lay into me.
Well, this was over the strike period.
Oh, I had time.
Yeah.
See, that doesn't count. Sure, I responded to everything because responding to you putting reruns up on the podcast was like a form of employment.
Yeah.
And I felt like I had something to get up for every day. So thank you for that. Listen to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every episode of 60 Minutes, America's most watched news magazine show, as a podcast. Hear in-depth investigations across politics, news, and entertainment on your schedule. Listen to 60 Minutes ad-free on Wondery Plus.